This is Storyville, true stories about New Orleans by students in the creative writing workshop at the University of New Orleans. In today's story, we learn how a woman finally comes to New Orleans on her own terms. Here's Not Exactly a Lady, written and read by Phyllis Dunham.
I first visited New Orleans in the 1970s as a teenager with my father. He and four of his friends coordinated their business trips to meet here several times a year. They did not bring their wives. They wound up their various meetings by late afternoon and drifted into the courtyard at the Hotel Richelieu one by one. Loosening ties and dropping jackets on the backs of chairs, they ordered double bourbons. By dusk, they were blearily intoxicated and ready for dinner. That first evening, they asked me to choose our restaurant. I suggested the only New Orleans name I knew, Brennan's. "No, darling," I was told, "Brennan's is for brunch." We had dinner at Antoine's that evening. "You never eat oysters in the summer, sweetheart," one would say, reaching over to close my menu. "She'll have the soft-shell crab." "You go to neighborhood joints for music," they'd say, and we would pass by Al Hertz on our way to some nameless dive to hear serious jazz trumpet. These handsome, tanned, 40-something fellows formed a sort of Texas rat pack. They thought themselves far too cool for what they deemed tourist activities. I was never to possess a souvenir hurricane glass. As their mascot, I was schooled in how to embrace New Orleans their way, and I began to understand that this rare privilege came with a small price. I was not to report certain things back home. Things that were said: "Honey, your father rolls the best joints west of the Mississippi." And things that were seen, like one of the men who kept a French Quarter apartment for his flight attendant mistress who joined us from time to time. My awkward teenage presence kept their wives' suspicion at bay, and my New Orleans education continued. They introduced me to cocktails, grasshoppers at Two Jacks, and Vous Carrée at the Carousel Bar. In those days, the Carousel was topped with a red-striped awning and frequented by well-dressed call girls. Some of them knew my father and his friends by name. One day, when I was with my father at the Maison Blanche department store on Canal Street, we ran into the strikingly beautiful Sandra Sexton. She was the star stripper at the 500 Club, long-limbed, dark-haired, and sexy classy. Sandra was shopping for cosmetics. My father introduced me. As he hurried me away by my elbow, I said, "That lady is so pretty." "Well, she's not exactly a lady," he said. I silently disagreed. In the decades since, I have often thought of New Orleans as being just like Sandra Sexton. Dark, beautiful, sultry, a little dangerous, and full of secrets. Someone my younger self could never really get to know on her own. I recently moved here, driving 1,000 miles across Texas in a U-Haul filled with all I own. As I pulled up to my new mid-city address, a man on a second-floor veranda shouted, "New to the neighborhood?" "New to New Orleans," I said. "Well, welcome home, baby," he hollered. I felt like New Orleans herself had patted the seat next to her and motioned for me to come over and sit down.
"All aboard, not from New Orleans. Let me hear you scream. Hope you're feeling better now, like my homeboys do."
Phyllis Dunham is a graduate student in the Creative Writing Workshop at the University of New Orleans. She recently moved here from Texas, where she worked as a political activist, a gallery owner, and a wine distributor. Storyville's opening theme is composed and played by Irvin Mayfield. This is a production of WWNO in New Orleans. I'm Richard Goodman.